Today, the CIA director, George Tenet, testifies before the Senate Intelligence Committee. This is the first time that Tenet faces public questions from Congress since Weapons Inspector David Kay said that he doubted Iraq had weapons of mass destruction at the time of the U.S. invasion. Tenet will be facing a senior Democrat who's just accused Tenet of giving false testimony to Congress before the war in Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports.
It was just over a year ago, with 5 weeks to go before U.S. troops descended on Iraq. The U.N. arms inspection team known as UNMAVIC was still searching for banned weapons there, and CIA Director Tenet was assuring the Senate Armed Services Committee for the second straight day that the U.S. was telling that U.N. team and the International Atomic Energy Agency everything it knew about Iraqi sites most likely to have banned weapons.
I said yesterday we have briefed all of these high-value and moderate-value sites to UNMAVIC and the IAEA.
Yesterday on the Senate floor, Michigan Democrat Carl Levin reminded his colleagues of Tenet's categorical statement.
Mr. Tenet did not say some. He did not say most. He said all. We briefed all of these high-value and moderate-value sites to the UN.
At that hearing a year ago, Tenet also assured the Republican chair of the Armed Services Committee, Virginia's John Warner, that the CIA was holding nothing back from the UN inspectors.
Sir, my direction to our community and our people was to, quote, flood the zone.
But yesterday, Levin held up a letter he received last month in which a CIA official admitted the agency had in fact shared information on only 84 of the 105 suspected weapon sites it deemed as priorities, withholding information on the other 21, Senator Levin.
So the record is now clear that Director Tenet twice gave false information on this matter to the public and to the Congress shortly before the war.
Levin said he suspected there was a political explanation for why Tenet did not tell the committee that, in fact, the U.N. inspectors had not been told about 21 suspected weapon sites.
Honest answers by Director Tenet might have undermined the false sense of urgency for proceeding to war and could have contributed to delay, neither of which fit the administration's policy goals.
But a U.S. intelligence official who requested anonymity told NPR last night that the notion the CIA withheld useful information from the U.N. about suspected Iraqi weapon sites was, quote, simply wrong. He said 9 of the 21 sites in question had already been visited by U.N. arms inspectors in the 1990s. 3 others, he said, had been provided to the U.N. 2 months earlier by Iraq. 3 more sites were duplicate entries, the intelligence official said, and several others lacked precise data on their locations. A Republican staffer on the Intelligence Committee says Tenet is expected to respond directly to Levin's charges of false testimony when the CIA chief appears before that panel today. Levin, for his part, says he's not about to demand Tenet's resignation.
I don't want to just simply point a finger at the CIA without seeing the whole picture as to not just the CIA's exaggerations, but also the policymakers' exaggerations.
Levin says a jury would have to decide whether Tenet actually lied about all the top suspected weapon sites being shared with UN inspectors. David Wellner, NPR News.